1 second from half court.
Jumping for joy.
First ever.
A 2-on-1. Oh!
Did he bring it in? He did!
It is
caught! This broadcast is a production of GreenSports.net, your source for Green County sports.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Ross Memorial Park at WMJ College for the 2026 UPMC Sports Medicine Class 1A Baseball Championships presented by the Pittsburgh Pirates. Quarterfinal action today between the number 2 seed at Greensburg Central Catholic and number 7 seed Jefferson Morgan. Thank you for joining Greensports.net, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. People you know, people you can trust. Brought to you by CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. By McCracken Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy. By Iron Synergy, creating tomorrow's energy today. Waynesburg University, grow with us at Waynesburg University. Cornerstone Care, creating healthier tomorrows today. Kinetic, internet better. By Shaft Drillers International, combined strength, unparalleled resources. Visit Green. Green County has something for everyone. Visit green.org. Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Valley View Farm, a premier wedding and event venue. ValleyViewFarm.com. By Camera Bartolotta for Pennsylvania Senate. Find out more at CameraForSenate.com. By Royal Ivy Rentals. When planning your next event, call on Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. And the Green County Messenger, the county's number one news source since 1990. Once again, a very good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Ross Memorial Park. Teams are taking their final warm-ups today, and we'll have the action between the Rockets of Jefferson Morgan as they take on a tough opponent, the number 2 seed, Greensburg Central Catholic. Greensburg Central Catholic got the bye in the first round. Jeff Morgan had to take on Union, the number 10 seed, and they defeated them a week ago by the score of 6-2. And today our crew, you can see there, I'm Rusty Pettit. I'll be joined by Ethan Spazarski, who's going to be doing double duty today. He's running the camera, but also jumping in on color commentary. And then, of course, our producer running the show behind the board is Mr. Eric Bennett. So we got a beautiful afternoon. It is going to be a little warmer than it's been. I think maybe the warmest day we've had in May so far. Warmest. It's weird, Ethan. We had a March that had a week of really warm, like summer-like weather, and then it dropped back down and stayed kind of cold and windy and rainy for the last month and a half. But here we are. It feels like spring or late spring, early summer, and perfect baseball weather.
Yeah. I mean, 4 days ago, let alone, it was in the mid to low 40s for some softball playoffs, and now here we are, it's 4 days later, the next 2 days set to be in the 80s and even peaking into the 90s as well. Perfect baseball weather for two teams that are looking to stay hot as well here in the playoff tournament, trying to bid to go just across the street at EQT Park here in a few weeks.
Yeah, that'll be the championship game. That is scheduled for Tuesday, May 26th. As mentioned, the quarterfinals here, the winner of this game will take on the winner of the number 3 seed Sarah Catholic and number 11 seed Aquinas Academy. We've got a lot more for you here on the Iron Synergy pregame show, and we will be right back here in a few minutes.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
What would our community look like without First Federal of Greene County? The fundraising event without a sponsor? The sports team with no name on the back of the jersey? Fortunately, we don't have to wonder. At First Federal of Greene County, we're proud to be your community partner. We make a choice every day to support you, your passions, your needs. Next time you have the option of how to bank, where to get your mortgage loan, who to work with, we hope you keep your local bank in mind. By supporting us, you're supporting the places you live, work, and play. You're supporting your neighbors and friends, because together we can make our community stronger. Together we can give back. Together we can help those in need. Together, we can.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Welcome back to Ross Memorial Park, WNJ College's baseball stadium. The first of a doubleheader here today. Not only for us, but if it's for us, that means it's also for Greene County Schools. So we got Jefferson Morgan here in the first game against the Centurions of Greensburg Central Catholic. And then our second game today, scheduled to start at 6:30, but part of that will be determined on how long this game is played. That'll be the number one seed, Eden Christian. They're taking on the Mighty Mikes of Carmichael's, who's the number eight seed. That game will be our second one, separate broadcast, but we'll have all the action from you here tonight. Both these Greene County teams hoping to punch their ticket into the semifinals, which would be scheduled on Wednesday. We don't know, of course, the time and locations. That'll all be determined after these games are played here in the quarterfinals. But, Ethan, this is a tough matchup. Jefferson Morgan mentioned they're both from Section 1A. Greensburg Central Catholic, 12-0 in the conference, 15-0 on the year. Of course, being 12-0, that means that they knocked off Jefferson Morgan twice this year in conference play. It's been a while, though. Back in March, March 25th and 26th, back-to-back games. Greensburg Central won at home. They beat at Jefferson by a score 4-0 in the first matchup, and then at Greensburg Central Catholic, they knocked off the Rockets 8-2 in that game. Tonight, John Woodward starts for Jefferson. He is their stud starting pitcher, and I did not call that game, but I'm guessing that first game, that 4-2 game, was a game that Woodward pitched because he's been a good pitcher for them for quite a few years. His senior year, of course, this year, and they call on him to take the mound today.
Yeah, I mean, what's going to be interesting, too, as well, is the pitch count, because obviously in high school, a certain amount of pitches determines the amount of rest you need, and we'll see how this game of chess is going to carry on, because Greensburg Central were able to make it over to the 1A championship. That would be huge for them to be able to carry him in, so we'll see what kind of workload he has today. And in a very familiar opponent against Jefferson Morgan, I imagine they kind of have a game plan, they being Greensburg Central Catholic, and how they want to approach today's game defensively, what they know they need to do on a familiar opponent as well. As I mean, Greensburg Central Catholic is putting in a good bid for a good chance to be able to try to go to EQT Park, where last year neither of these teams were representing 1A at all.
Yeah, Greensburg Central Catholic, I'll tell you what, they've had quite the season. As I mentioned, 12-0 in the conference, and I got all these records printed out. I got to get the right one. They obviously with no losses, but there's some of these numbers are daunting. Some of these wins that they put up, 18-0 against West Green, 14-4, 16-0 over Maple. I think the one that jumps out at me is the Avella game. Avella had a pretty decent team this year, and they knocked them off 18-5. They beat some other teams in higher classifications like Derry 13-3. So like this is a team that can score some runs. So Jefferson Morgan, going to have to get on it, not just defensively, but offensively as well, if they want to keep up with the Centurions.
I think the biggest thing, too, is kind of strike early while the iron's hot. You know, if you're able to get yourself and kind of shift and make them change their game plan from what they're used to doing, you can deploy yourself a good opportunity to try to work and fight into it late. I mean, Jefferson Morgan's seen this team twice now. They kind of know what not only they have to do, but what kind of to expect what Greensburg Central Catholic would bring into today's contest. And you know this team is going to be able to, if there's going to be anyone that can knock them off right now, Jefferson Morgan's going to give the best chance coming off a good win in round one. And I think building off of that, while Greensburg Central Catholic's maybe had some time to sit on the shelf and plan, but they haven't been out on the field doing live games as well. That's always just a little bit of a factor that you have to wonder about until the game starts rolling.
Yeah, you always wonder about that layoff. It's been a while since they've played competitive baseball. Central Catholic, we mentioned the 2 seed. We'll talk about the bracket a little bit here before we take a break. Greensburg Central Catholic, top of the right side of the bracket, taking on Jefferson. Jefferson, of course, knocked off Union to get here. The bottom side of that is Sarah Catholic, the 3 seed, taking on number 11 seed Aquinas Academy. They upset Avella 5-2 last Monday up at Burkittfield. The left side of the bracket, the number one seed, Eden Christian, we mentioned them. They're going to take on Carmichael's second half, our doubleheader. Carmichael's had to beat Swickley Academy last week. They did that a week ago here, just as Jefferson Morgan beat Union a week ago here at Ross Memorial Park. They beat Swickley 7-4. to advance. The bottom half of that bracket is the number 4 seed Western Beaver. They're going to be taking on Bishop Kahneman today. And Bishop Kahneman had to knock off Leechburg 9-5 last Monday night in order to get to the quarterfinals. So that's a look at your Class 1A brackets. And you can see the head coaches and the managers out there for both teams. The head coach for Jefferson Morgan, of course, is John Curtis. John Boyle, Greensburg Central Catholic's head coach, they're going to shake hands, and then we'll get the starting lineups here as they announce them at Ross Memorial Park as we come back on more on the Iron Synergy pregame show.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, McCrackenPharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
All right, welcome back here. I'll give you the starting lineups here for Jefferson Morgan. They are a visiting team here, being the lower seed. Today they are going to be starting off with their center fielder, number 7, Jamison Robinson. Then batting second and playing left field, number 10, Deacon DeHoop. In the 3 spot, they are the shortstop, number 5, Braden Ellsworth. Batting cleanup today, the pitcher, number 23, Jonathan Woodward. And catcher, Drew Adams, wears number 3, bats 5th. Batting 6 and wearing number 12, the right fielder, Joe Baer. Second baseman, Evan Kania, will be playing second base, and he wears number 1. Batting in the 8th spot, number 22, Tyler McVeigh, he'll be playing first today. And in the number 9 spot, it's number 2, Austin Grandel, and he will be at third base. For the Centurions, today they'll be leading off with number 4, Nolan Sopko. He's playing center field. The shortstop, Stephen Cochise, he wears number 9, he'll be batting 2nd. Batting 3rd and pitching, Anthony Grippo wears number 1. Batting 4th and catching, number 6, Tyler Samid. Actually, those are reversed. Tyler Samid is pitching, Grippo is catching. So get the positions correct there. Yeah, so Grippo catching, Samid pitching. All right. And moving on down the lineup, number 5 hitter is going to be number 22, Carson Kramer, playing third base. And we will be back to finish this lineup after on the Iron Synergy pregame show after the national anthem's played.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
Touchdown, Waynesburg!
Ever wanted to work behind the scenes of a sports broadcast? Waynesburg University's Department of Communication gives you the opportunity to do just that. Our students produce the show, call the action, and tell the story as it happens. Or get involved in the sports information side, taking stats, PA announcing, and delivering the results to a growing sports audience. The Waynesburg University Department of Communication is waiting to hear from you. So what are you waiting for?
For more information, visit waynesburg.edu.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve. You have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
What is Kinetic Fiber Internet? It's internet at the speed of light that helps you do everything better. It's a dedicated connection to your home that keeps everyone connected at the same time. It's cutting-edge technology that grows with you and lets you browse, stream, and game with virtually no lag or buffering. Ultra-fast, ultra-reliable Kinetic Fiber Internet. Internet better.
All right, thanks for tuning in to the Iron Synergy pregame show. Greensburg Central Catholic, we left off in their lineup. I think we're at the number five hitter. Number 22, Carson Kramer. He'll be playing third base. He bats fifth, batting sixth. And wearing number three is Alec Martin. He'll be on first base. In the seventh spot, it's going to be second baseman Tom Stilley. And he wears number seven, batting eighth. And playing left field, Dan Brady wears number 18. And in the ninth spot, number 27, Will Bateson will be playing right field as well. That's your starting lineup for the Greensburg Central Catholic Centurions. Tyler Samid taking the final warm-ups, you can see there on the hill. And there's the throw down from his catcher, Anthony Grippo. Leading off for Jefferson Morgan here in the top of the first inning is going to be Jameson Robinson.
Leading off for Jefferson Morgan, number seven, Jameson Robinson.
Where's number seven, right-handed batter. From left to left, right across the infield for Greensburg Central Catholic, it is Kramer, Cochise, Roberts, and Martin. Get to the rest of that defensive lineup here after the first pitch from Samid. Pitch is high for a ball. It's 1-0. Left to right across the outfield, Brady, Sopko, and Bateson. Your pitcher, of course, Samid, the backstop, Grippo. The 1-0 pitch. There's a foul ball off to the right side now to play, and the count is even up at 1-1. Right-handed pitchers, 1-1 pitch. Ground ball right side, that's going to go foul as well. And the count is one ball and two strikes on Jameson Robinson. The 1-2 pitch, that's high for a ball. And the count is up at even up at 2-2. Mentioned these two teams, same conference. Jefferson Morgan, third place in the conference. They were tied to Carmichael's with a 7-5 record. 2-2 pitch, misses outside, and the count goes full on Robinson. Top four in the conference standings are Central Catholic, Avella, then Jeff Morgan, Carmichael's. Jeanette was behind them, then West Green, and then Mapletown. Here's the 3-2 pitch, and it's a swing and a miss for a first strikeout of the night for Tyler Samid.
Number 10, Deacon.
Deacon DeHoot will stand in as the number two hitter. Left fielder wears number 10 for the Rockets. Pitch to DeHoot is high for a ball. And it's 1-0. Samid's 1-0 pitch. Swung on and missed. And the count is 1-1. One pitch. Catches the inside corner. Breaking ball that looked a back like a backdoor breaking ball. Makes it 1-2 on DeHoot. The 1-2 pitch. Swung on and miss. And it's strikeout number two for Samid. Braden Ellsworth will bat third for the Rockets with nobody on and two outs. Top of the first inning. Sunny and 86 degrees here in Washington. Here's the pitch to Ellsworth. That ball, breaking ball, once again, breaks over the plate for strike one. The 0-1 pitch from Samid. That one misses outside, and the count is one ball and one strike on the three hitter, Braden Ellsworth. 1-1 pitch outside as well, and the count is 2-1. The 2-1 pitch swung on and missed, and it's even up at 2-2. Samid, two strikeouts already, looking to strike out the side. Here's his 2-2 pitch. Swung on and miss. It's in the dirt, so Ellsworth will take off for first. They throw down, and they retire the side. Three Ks for Samid. We'll go to the bottom of the first inning. It is Jefferson Morgan nothing, and Greensburg Central Catholic coming to bat.
You're always on the winning team with the Power of Bowser, the official car dealer of the WPIAL. Visit powerofbowser.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to find your perfect vehicle. Get the absolute best price and the best car buying experience around. See the full lineup at powerofbowser.com. powerofbowser.com, where the power of Bowser is yours.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food, vacations, you name it. All without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy too. With the all-new FMB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money. All from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FMB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fmb-online.com.
If your basement walls are peeling, that is not appealing. So this is water damage,
yes, man? Sir. That's water damage.
How many people right now have compromised in their basement brought on by water?
Oh, the majority. I mean, water is the enemy of a home.
Right.
But it's better to have it assessed to give you that ease of mind.
Sure.
Inspections are free. Might as well just give us a call to help.
Baker's Waterproofing is now Groundworks. Schedule a free inspection.
Welcome back to Ross Memorial Park. Bottom of the first inning. Greensburg Central Catholic coming to bat. And defensively, there you go. Across the infield from left to right, Grandel, Ellsworth, Kania, and McVeigh for Jefferson Morgan. In the outfield, left to right, DeHoot, Robinson, and Bear. Pitcher is Woodward. The catcher is Adams. They'll be trying to keep this Centurions offense at bay. Team that puts up lots of runs. They're going to be leading off with Nolan Sopko, Stephen Cochise bat second in the three-hole, Anthony Grippo, the catcher. Woodward, the left-handed pitcher for the Rockets, finishing his warm-ups. I mentioned 86 degrees and sunny here currently at Ross Memorial Park.
Leading off for Greensburg Central Catholic, number four, Nolan Sopko.
Sopko, right-hand batter, steps into the batter's box, ready to face Woodward. Central Catholic, the black jerseys with the burgundy numerals and lettering, white pants today. Woodward's first pitch. Catches the outside corner for a strike. It's 0-1. Jefferson Morgan with all black today. They got the pinstripe tops, the black pants with the orange stripe down the side.
I also feel like, all black.
And swing and a miss, and Woodward out ahead, 0-2. Well, yeah, with the sun, that makes it a little warmer today. Some baseball players like that, though. They heat up a little bit more in the heat.
It's like when the Dolphins did to the Steelers a couple years ago, forced them to wear their black uniforms. Mm-hmm. Their 90-degree day.
0-2 pitch from Woodward. Just misses, and the count goes to 1-2. One ball and two strikes on the leadoff hitter for the Centurions, Nolan Sopko. Bottom of the first inning. Here's Woodward's pitch. Swung on and miss, and it's strike three. Fastball got him. That'll bring up Stephen Cochise, the shortstop for Greensburg Central Catholic.
Second, number zero, Stephen Cochise.
Right-handed batter. Awaits the first pitch here from John Woodward. That one's skied into left field. Out there is Deacon DeHoot. He's going to drift back a few steps, and he's got it for out number two. Two quick outs here for Woodward in the bottom half of the first. That'll bring up Anthony Grippo, the catcher for the Centurions. Right-handed batter wears number one. Here's the pitch from Woodward. That one down in the dirt, and it is ball one, 1-0. Looked like a breaking ball that he lost a little bit, released it a little late. Let's see there on your CNX Foundation instant replay. Now the 1-0 pitch. That one high and all the way back to the backstop. So making the catcher Adams work a little bit here. Two balls and no strikes on Anthony Grippo. Nobody on, two outs, bottom of the first inning. Scoreless game between Jefferson Morgan and Greensburg Central Catholic. Quarterfinals here of Class 1A Whippeel Championships. That one is hammered to left field. Going back is DeHoot, and he is going to watch this one go. Home run for Anthony Grippo makes it 1-0 Centurions, and he got all of that one.
Yeah, every bit of it, too. A rocket, pun intended, sent out there to left field, and he got every bit of that one as we saw the first two pitches come in just a little bit off speed, didn't find where he wanted to go, and then all of a sudden, Greensburg Central Catholic makes an adjustment.
Centurions celebrating there in front of their dugout with Grippo as he rounds the bases. So 1-0 now after the home run by Anthony Grippo. That's going to bring up the pitcher, Tyler Samid, number four hitter. Right-handed batter for the Centurions. Woodward now collects himself, gets ready for the first pitch. That one, breaking ball, misses the outside corner, and it's one ball and no strikes. One-oh pitch here from John Woodward. Misses high and outside, and he falls behind. Two balls and no strikes to Samid. Kind of what we saw here with Grippo. He fell behind in the count and forced to give him a good pitch to hit. 2-0 pitch sails high as well, and it's 3-0. Woodward with the 3-0 pitch. And that one's high and outside as well. Didn't look like he wanted to give Samid much to hit there. So he'll be on first with two outs, and that'll bring up Carson Kramer, the third baseman for Greensburg Central Catholic. Courtesy runner for Greensburg Central Catholic is number seven.
Running for Greensburg Central Catholic, number seven, Tommy Stilley.
Tommy Stilley is the courtesy runner. So he stands on first with two outs. One run in off the home run by Anthony Grippo. It's 1-0 Greensburg Central Catholic here in the bottom of the first inning. Pitch for Woodward is lined up the middle. Soft one to the shortstop. And what did they say? Catcher's interference? What happened? What was the call? Did you see that? Okay, let's see what happens here. Oh, he fell down. The batter fell down. Okay. So I guess that, all right, well, either way, that's out number three. So after one inning, home run by Anthony Grippo is going to make this 1-0 as we head to the second on greensports.net, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, video on NFHS.
At Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
At Shaft Drillers International, we're a world leader in construction. We deliver industry-leading blind bore shaft, abandoned well and new hole drilling, geotechnical, carbon capture, solution mining, and water resource development solutions grounded in integrity, safety, and community. We don't just deliver construction solutions. We volunteer and invest in our community. Visit shaftdrillers.com to learn more and to discover rewarding career opportunities.
Welcome back. Top of the second inning. 1-0 Greensburg Central Catholic. Here's your defensive alignment once again for the Centurions. Yeah, it was a bizarre end to that first inning with the batter. He fell down. Carson Kramer, as he swung and lined the ball back to short, fell down and kind of face planted there. They did. You can see it here as he kind of slips. The feet go out from under him. Shortstop
Ellsworth finishes the play by throwing on to first for the out. I started watching the batter, and I was like, what's going on? Then I just saw everybody walking off, so I actually never saw that throw to first. But, yeah, 6-3 was the put out there to end the inning, and that's going to bring up Woodward here in the top of the second. Rockets try to get that run back that they gave up. Woodward looking to help his cause here. The pitch is inside for a ball, and it's 1-0. Tyler Samid struck out the side in the first inning. Yeah, ball is foul tipped into the mitt, and that'll be strike one. Count is even up at 1-1 on John Woodward. Samid so far mixing it up with fastballs and breaking pitches that have been in the zone. That ball out of the zone, 2-1 the count.
Yeah, we've seen Samid, the arsenal that he's provided and the constant changing, it's been freezing and locking up a handful of the Rockets so far.
Fastball swung on and missed, and it is 2-2.
We've also seen that too. Gets ahead in a couple of the counts, and all of a sudden throws two quick strikes down the zone. Gets Jefferson Morgan to go after him.
2-2 pitches up high, and it's full on John Woodward. Jefferson Morgan looking for their first base runner here. It's top of the second inning. They trail 1-0 to the Centurions. Popped up foul and out of play, and the count will stay at 3-2. Samid ready. Now takes a minute. And now ready with the payoff pitch. That one misses inside. It's 4-4. So they do get the leadoff man on. John Woodward will stand at first with no outs, as Drew Adams, the catcher, will be up to bat.
Number 3, Drew Adams.
We may see if we get a courtesy runner. They got the. Yeah. And that is going to be number 13 for Jefferson. Get you that name here. 13 for the Rockets is Dayton Marion. He will be pinch running for Woodward.
Dayton Marion.
So it'll be Marion on first base, no outs. Drew Adams, right-handed batter. First bat of the afternoon. Samid now from the stretch. Pitch is high for a ball. It's 1-0. The 1-0 pitch. That's lined towards second base. It's in the right field for a base hit. Rockets will hold the runner at second base. Marion stays there. So first and second with nobody out. And that'll bring up Joe Bear.
Yeah, really good job. He gets the ball put into play for the first time today for the Rockets. Sends it out just kind of into a no man's land out near shallow right field, and Rockets able to move up each station.
Going to get a courtesy runner now for the catcher, and that is going to be number 19.
And I'd Hunter Johnson.
I'm about to say I don't have an idea. I do. Hunter Johnson. Hunter Johnson, the runner at first. Dayton Marion, the courtesy runner, standing at second. First and second, nobody out. Jefferson Morgan now with Joe Bear, their right fielder. Right-handed batter steps into the batter's box. He squares around a bunt. Bunts it right back to the pitcher. The only play will be at first base, and they get the out there. So sack bunt will be out number one, and now runners at second and third with one out for Evan Kania.
Really good job. I mean, you get the bunt down. It's not the most ideal spot, but he gets the job done, most importantly. So Jefferson Morgan, again, for the second consecutive batter, gets the base runners to move up a station. Now you have two runners in scoring position.
Evan Kania wears number one. He's a right-handed batter as well. Waits the pitch from Samid. Swung on and missed the high fastball, and it's 0-1. Samid now ready with the 0-1 pitch. That one catches the outside corner, and he's quickly out in front of Kania. 0-2. Jefferson, you really just need this ball put in play somewhere, preferably at least the right side of the infield. Swung on and missed, and a big strikeout there for Tyler Samid. Gives them two outs with Tyler McVeigh coming up to bat.
Yeah, really good work. I mean, just three consecutive pitches forcing Jefferson Morgan to have to get after and try to put the ball in play, and they're able to rebound off of a little bit of a rocky start to the second inning.
Swung on and missed the first pitch. It is 0-1. Tyler McVeigh, the number 8 hitter in the Rockets lineup, chokes up on the bat. Ready for Samid's 0-1 pitch. Holds a swing, and the count is even up at 1-1. At this point, Jefferson Morgan, even a pass ball might give you that tying run. Here's the 1-1 pitch. That one catches the outside corner, and it's 1-2. That was a good pitch. No swing from McVeigh. 1-2 the count, two outs. Runners on second and third for the Rockets. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed, strike three. And getting out of the jam is Tyler Samid. Greensburg Central Catholic still leads at 1-0 as Jefferson Morgan had two on with one hit, and those two runners are left on base on greensports.net, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, and video on NFHS.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
The cost of living is crushing Pennsylvania families. Property taxes are too high, electric bills keep climbing, and it's hard to make ends meet and plan for the future. I'm Senator Cameron Bartolotta. I'm working hard to lower taxes so you keep more of what you earn. I'm working to make Pennsylvania more business-friendly to attract investment and grow our economy. I'm committed to lowering your energy costs by protecting reliable, affordable power. On May 19th, I'm asking for your vote so I can keep fighting for a more affordable Pennsylvania. Paid for by Cameron for Senate.
Bottom of the second inning, leading off here for Greensburg Central Catholic, and watching the ball in the dirt is Alec Martin, the first baseman for the Centurions. Wears number 3, first at bat of the day. Centurions lead 1-0 off the home run of Anthony Grippa that was back in the first inning. That pitch misses outside, and falling behind 2-0 here is John Woodward. Rockets threatened to tie or even take the lead there in the top of the second, but two key strikeouts for Samid got him out of the jam. That one misses outside, and it's 3-0 on Martin.
Woodward didn't even have a bad bottom of the first inning, rather. I mean, he gets the first two outs very impressively, and then unfortunately just bad at bat allows you to get the one home run.
And he catches the outside corner with that pitch to make it 3-1 on Alec Martin. I think the key here for Woodward is getting out ahead early in these counts. This is the third time he's gone to 3 on a batter. That one catches the plate, and it's full, 3-2 on Martin. Looks like Martin might have been taken all the way on that. Andy! 3-2 pitch from John Woodward. Swung on and missed, strike three. Second strikeout of the afternoon for Woodward. And that'll bring up Mario Roberts, the second baseman for Greensburg Central Catholic.
Number 15, Mario Roberts.
Right in the batter, wears number 15. He is the number 7 hitter for Greensburg Central Catholic. Pitch is foul tipped into the mitt for strike one. Hill, one pitch. That misses outside, and the count is even up at 1-1. Quarterfinal action between Greensburg Central Catholic and Jefferson Morgan. Winner will take on the number 3 seed Sarah Catholic or number 11 Aquinas Academy. Swung on and fouled off to the right side, and it's 1-2 on Mario Roberts. later tonight, we will have Carmichael's, the 8 seed, taking on Eden Christian, the 1 seed in Class 1A. Here's Woodward's 1-2 pitch. Lined foul, and the count stays at 1-2.
Yeah, interesting matchup. I mean, there's been a plethora and multitude of different upsets so far through the first round here in Class 1A, but at the same time, you have the defending champion, Sarah Catholic Eagles, who always provide as a decent threat. Themselves and Carmichael's were the two teams that faced off last year, a year ago, in the 1A championship.
Pitch low and inside, and the count is even up at 2 balls and 2 strikes on Roberts. Nobody on, one out, bottom of the second inning. Greensburg Central Catholic leading Jefferson Morgan, 1-0. Anthony Grippo, the catcher, having the solo home run in the first to give them that lead. 2-2 pitch. High and outside, and the count is full. Second full count in a row here to start the second inning for Woodward. Takes a walk back off the backside of the pitcher's mound to collect himself. Now the left-handed pitcher has the sign, and here is the payoff pitch. High for ball four. Second walk of the afternoon for Woodward. And Roberts will be on first with one out, and Dan Brady coming to bat.
Batting eighth, number 18, Dan Brady.
Dan Brady wears number 18, the left fielder for Greensburg Central Catholic. Woodward now from the stretch with the runner on first base. There's a foul ball off the screen to the right, and it's 0-1. Quick step for Woodward. Not a lot of motion there, so it's going to be hard to get a good jump on him with that slide step. Certainly would think that would help out his catcher, Adams. Woodward's 0-1 pitch. That one fouled off the right side and out of play, and it's 0-2. Infield at double play depth. Second coach, 0-2 pitch. Fouled back to the screen. Just getting a piece of it is Brady, and he stays at 0-2.
Something else to note, too, once we've seen it a little bit, but especially in on the infield and in the outfield, here at Ross Memorial Park, the turf, very bouncy. I compare it to a trampoline park at times. The ball can really skid away.
There is a high hopper. It's going to go to the shortstop, and Ellsworth has it. Got to hurry, and he does get the out at first. Nice play by Braden Ellsworth to get the put out. Runner will advance to second, and Roberts will stand there with two outs as the number nine hitter, Will Bateson, comes to bat. Bateson, where's number 27, right-handed batter, will have the runner in scoring position for Greensburg Central Catholic. Stands there with two outs. Here's Woodward's pitch. That's bunted foul and off to the right side, and it's 0-1. Saw Jefferson Morgan with a sacrifice bunt, top half of the inning. This one would be, of course, Bateson trying to bunt with an infield single as there are two outs. The 0-1 pitch, this time he's swinging and misses, and it's quickly 0-2. So Woodward trying to keep this at just a 1-0 deficit. 0-2, with the runner on second with two outs. Here's the pitch. High, and the count is 1 ball and 2 strikes on Will Bateson. Woodward takes a glance back at second base. Now ready with the 1-2 pitch. Just low, and it's even up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. The 2-2 pitch popped foul out of play to the right side, and the count stays at 2-2. Two-two pitch, lined foul down the left field line, And it is still 2-2 on Will Bateson. Number 9 hitter after him is top of the lineup, Sopko, up in the on-deck circle. Woodward now ready again with the 2-2 pitch. Swung on and missed strike 3. Woodward's third strikeout of the afternoon. So the Centurions will strand a runner at second. After two, it's Greensburg Central Catholic 1 and Jefferson Morgan nothing on Green Sports Internet, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, video on NFHS.
Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. Royal Ivy Rentals has recently purchased both Four Seasons event rentals and tent makers, and they're currently taking reservations for this fall and for 2022 events. Royal Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes that can supply banquet tables, round tables, fill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a wedding, a birthday party, or just any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805.
The Greene County Messenger is the county's number one news source. Since 1990, the award-winning news publication has provided the most comprehensive coverage of local news and sports, as well as unique feature stories and in-depth information about the people, places, and events throughout the community. Remember, the Messenger hits newsstands every Friday and also makes a wonderful gift for friends and relatives. Different, affordable subscription packages are available. Call 724-852-2251 for details. The Greene County Messenger, providing news, information, and services to enable our communities to prosper.
You're always on the winning team with the Power of Bowser, the official car dealer of the WPIAL. Visit powerofbowser.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to find your perfect vehicle. Get the absolute best price and the best car buying experience around. See the full lineup at powerofbowser.com. powerofbowser.com, where the power of Bowser is yours.
Welcome back to Ross Memorial Park. Top of the third inning. Greensburg Central Catholic leading Jefferson Morgan 1-0. You see there the line score. Greensburg Central Catholic. The run coming off the home run by Grippo in the first inning. Leading off for Jefferson Morgan is going to be the number 9 hitter, Austin Grandel. He's number 2. He's third baseman for the Rockets. Pitch from Samid is high for a ball. That pitch is low, and falling behind again is Tyler Samid, but we've seen him do this already, but he's been able to come back in these counts. He's got 5 strikeouts already through 2 innings. That pitch kept the outside corner for a strike. It's 2-1. So seems to have the big pitch when he needs it. 2-1, and the pitch. That is in for a strike, and it's even up at 2-2. After Grandel, top of the order with Jameson Robinson coming up next. 2-2 pitch. Swung on and missed, strike 3. 6th strikeout for Samid. And that will bring up Robinson. He struck out in the first inning. Robinson gets a sign from the dugout, now steps into the right side of the batter's box. Pitch is high for a ball, and it's 1-0. Pitch catches the outside corner, and it's 1-1. That one looked actually like it caught more of the corner, but nonetheless, I think the count's right at 2-1. Breaking pitch there, just missed. 2 balls, 1 strike, and the pitch from Samid is fouled back to the screen, and the count is even up at 2-2. Nobody on, 1 out. Samid's 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball stays high, and it's 3-2. Three-two pitch from Tyler Samid. wide right side, and looks like it's going to drift out of play. It does. Just past the grandstands to the right. Beautiful ballpark here at Ross Memorial Park. They hosted a regional tournament for class or Division III baseball over the weekend. And coming out of that, Chicago University, they advanced to the Super Regional in Division III. 3-2 pitch from Samid. Breaking ball misses inside, and it is a walk, and Robinson is on first with one out. That is the first walk, second walk of the afternoon issued by Samid to go along with the one hit. So third base runner here for Jefferson Morgan represents a tying run as Deacon DeHoot struck out in the first, now comes up for his second at bat. From the stretch, Samid's pitch. Ooh, that one high and tight, and it is 1-0. So the replay there, a little chin music towards DeHoot. There's the 1-0 pitch. Swung on and missed, and it's 1-1. Pitch catches the outside corner, and it's 1-2. Samid's 1-2 pitch, swung on and missed, strikeout. Number 7. And comes at a big time, that gives him two outs with one on. Braden Ellsworth now off the bat, he struck out in the first as well. One on a miss for strike one, and it's 0-1 on Ellsworth. Mentioned it earlier, but mixing up his pitches is Samid very, very well. That one catches the outside corner for strike number two, and he quickly out ahead, 0-2 on Braden Ellsworth. The 0-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. It's strike three. Strikes out the side for the second time today as we head to the bottom of the third inning. Greensburg Central Catholic 1, Jefferson Morgan nothing on Green Sports Net, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Video on NFHS.
What would our community look like without First Federal of Greene County? The fundraising event without a sponsor. The sports team with no name on the back of the jersey. Fortunately, we don't have to wonder. At First Federal of Greene County, we're proud to be your community partner. We make a choice every day to support you, your passions, your needs. Next time you have the option of how to bank, where to get your mortgage loan, who to work with, we hope you keep your local bank in mind. By supporting us, you're supporting the places you live, work, and play. You're supporting your neighbors and friends, because together we can make our community stronger. Together we can give back. Together we can help those in need. Together we can.
Welcome back to Ross Memorial Park. 1-0 the score. Greensburg Central Catholic leads. There's our crew today. I'm Rusty Pett alongside Ethan Spazarski, who's also running camera for us. And then we've got the producer running everything behind the desk, Eric Bennett. We're going to have a doubleheader here today. We'll have the Carmichael's game against Eden Christian after this game is wrapped up. So Greensburg Central Catholic comes to bat here in the bottom of the third with their leadoff man, Nolan Sopko. He struck out in the first inning against Woodward. Woodward's pitch is in for a strike, and it's 0-1. The 0-1 pitch. Pitch misses for a ball, and the count is even up at 1-1.
Yeah, really?
The 1-1 pitch down low, and it's 2-1 on Sopko. Woodward ready now with the 2-1 pitch. It's high for a ball, and he falls behind Sopko, 3-1. He has walked a pair so far today. Trying to avoid walking the third here to lead off this third inning. 3-1 pitch. That one misses inside, and that is the third walk. Sopko will be on first with nobody out. For the number two hitter, Stephen Cochise, he flied to left field his first at bat. Woodward's pitch misses outside, and it's one ball and no strikes. As he pitches from the stretch with the runner on first and nobody out, bottom of the third inning, Greensburg Central Catholic win them with the 1-0 lead. Sopko takes a large lead, and there he goes. There's a fly ball down the right side. That is going to drift out of play, and it is 1-1. Rockets get the ball back in. So one ball, one strike, and Sopko will head back to first base. He was on the move, so we'll keep an eye on him to see if he tries again for second base. As I mentioned, the quick slide step here for Woodward from the stretch. He's going to throw over to first. Pitch, or the throw is high, and back in time is Sopko. Woodward's 1-1 pitch is lined into left field. DeHoot drifts over, and he's going to field it on a hop. Second hit of the afternoon for Centurions gives them runners at first and second with no outs for the guy who hit the home run in the first inning, Anthony Grippo. Centurions threatening here with runners at first and second, nobody out, and Grippo up at the plate. He grounds this one to shortstop. Ellsworth has it. He's going to get the lead runner at third, and that'll be the only play. But a good job by the infield there to retire Sopko at third base. That one will go 6-5 on the putout for out number one. Especially with Grippo up at the bat, you got to consider that a win for Jefferson there. And now Tyler Samid, who walked in his first plate appearance, comes up to bat with runners at first and second and one out. Looked like Woodward kind of stayed away from Samid in that first inning. Didn't really give him anything near the plate. Doesn't have that luxury here with runners at first and second. This one's popped up right side and out of play, and it's 0-1. In the dirt, and that'll let the runners advance as Adams didn't have a beat on where that was. It is a strike, so 0-2 the count. After the, he couldn't hold his check swing. So big pitch coming up here for Woodward, 0-2, and this one's flying in the left field. DeHoot on the run, and he is going to watch it go. Hits off the scoreboard for the second home run of the afternoon, and this one a big one, a three-run homer for Tyler Samid. You can see why he wanted to stay away from him in the first inning. Once again, did not have that luxury here. And now it is 4-0 Centurions here in the third. That'll bring up Carson Kramer, who grounded out the short, or we saw him slip as he grounded out. He hit that soft liner and kind of slipped as he trying to leave the batter's box his first at bat. Batting now with nobody on and one out. Foul back to the screen. It's 0-1. The 0-1 pitch from Woodward. That's grounded up the middle, and that's a base hit. Kramer will be on first with one out, as Alec Martin will come to plate. Third hit of the inning for the Centurions. Trying to open this game up in the third inning. They lead 4-0 now, both off of home runs. A solo shot in the first, a three-run homer in this inning by Tyler Samid. And now they're back in business with the runner on first. And Martin up at the plate. He struck out as throw goes over to first. Back in time is Kramer. He struck out in his first at bat in the second inning. Pitches outside for a ball, and it's 1-0. That ball is flied into shallow center field. Heading out is Ellsworth. The shortstop makes the catch for out number two. That'll bring up Mario Roberts with a runner on first and two outs now. He walked his first plate appearance. Woodward now from the stretch, ready with the pitch. Grounded right back up the middle. Ellsworth has it on the hop, and he will step on second for the third out. But the Centurions add to their lead on the strength of the three-run homer by Tyler Samid. They now lead 4-0 after three innings on Green Sports Sunday, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, video on NFHS.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, McCrackenPharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
Welcome back to Ross Memorial Park, home of the Washington and Jefferson College Presidents and the host of the quarterfinals here between Jefferson Morgan and Greensburg Central Catholic. Greensburg Central Catholic with two big home runs so far. The solo shot by Anthony Grippo in the first and then the three-run homer by Tyler Samid in the bottom of the third inning. They lead 4-0 over the Rockets. Rockets have threatened. They got a couple guys in scoring position back in the second inning. They'll look to get back in business again. The same guy is leading off that led off that second inning, John Woodward. He walked. And he'll come up for his second plate appearance. Tyler Samid so far has 7 strikeouts through 3 innings. Actually, that's not true. He's got more than that. I got to add this back up. I think he's got 8. That one fouled back to the screen for strike 1. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yep, he has 8 strikeouts on the afternoon. Okay. 0-1 pitch to Woodward. Misses way outside, and the count is even up at 1-1. The 0-1 pitch. That misses high for a ball, and it is 2-1. Meade now wind up and the 2-1 pitch. Foul right back at us. 2-2 on John Woodward. Two pitch. That misses high, and the count goes full on the Rockets pitcher. Samid with a 3-2 pitch. That's lined into left center field, and that is going to be down for extra bases. John Woodward rounds first. He's heading for second. And it's going to be in there with a stand-up double for the Rockets here to lead off the top of the fourth inning. Second hit of the afternoon for the Rockets, and a big one gives them a man in scoring position with no out. It's for Drew Adams, who comes up to the plate 1-for-1. He has the other hit for the Rockets. Going to get that courtesy runner for Woodward again. That is number 13 once again. That is Dayton Marion. He ran for him back in the second. Got stranded at third base after they got those two runners over there with one out and then two big strikeouts for Samid. Still middle of the lineup, and Jefferson Moore, if they want to climb back into this game, feel like this is a big moment here, getting that leadoff double from Woodward. Love to keep the pressure on that starting pitcher for Greensburg Central Catholic. From the stretch, takes a look at second. Now he's going to throw back over there. Back in time is Marion. Marion, once again with the lead, off a second. Here's the pitch. That pitch catches the outside corner for strike one. There's the 0-1 pitch. That one also in for a strike, and it's 0-2. Samid's 0-2 pitch. That one misses outside, and it's one ball and two strikes on Drew Adams. Runner on second, nobody out. Jefferson Morgan batting in the top of the fourth inning. They trail 4-0 to Greensburg Central Catholic. Samid's 1-2 pitch. That one back to the backstop, a wild pitch, and that is going to put the courtesy runner Marion at third base with nobody out. Two-two the count now on Drew Adams. His base hit, just a soft liner that he stayed with the pitch back in that second inning. This time he fouls it off and stays alive. 2-2 still on Adams. It's again trying to put this ball in play to get that first run across for the Rockets. Two-two pitch. That's grounded up the middle. Shortstop will have it. He's only going to have it play at first, so an RBI for Drew Adams as they get the out at first. That goes 6-3 in the putout, but Jefferson Morgan on the board. The trail now 4-1. And that will bring up Joe Bear. He had a sacrifice bunt to move the runners to second, third back in the second inning. He now stands up with nobody on and one out. Pitch catches the outside corner for strike one. Oh and one, and the pitch in for a strike, and it's 0-2. The 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball swung on and missed for strike three, and that's strikeout number 9 for Tyler Samid. That'll bring up Evan Kania. Nobody on and two outs.
Evan Kania.
pitches high and inside for a ball. It's 1-0. Kania struck out in his only at-bat back in the second inning. The 1-0 pitch. In for a strike, and the count is even up at 1-1. I'll tip back into the catcher's mitt. That'll be strike two. It's one ball and two strikes on Evan Kania. The 1-2 pitch from Samid. That one called. Strike three. And the side is retired. But not before Jefferson Morgan gets on the board. They had one hit, one run in. Nobody left on base. We head to the bottom of the fourth inning. It is Greensburg Central Catholic 4 and Jefferson Morgan 1 on Greensports.net, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Video on NFHS.
Touchdown, Waynesburg!
Ever wanted to work behind the scenes of a sports broadcast? Waynesburg University's Department of Communication gives you the opportunity to do just that. Our students produce the show, call the action, and tell the story as it happens. Or get involved in the sports information side, taking stats, PA announcing, and delivering the results to a growing sports audience. The Waynesburg University Department of Communication is waiting to hear from you. So what are you waiting for?
For more information, visit waynesburg.edu.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve. You have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
What is Kinetic Fiber Internet? It's internet at the speed of light that helps you do everything better. It's a dedicated connection to your home that keeps everyone connected at the same time. It's cutting-edge technology that grows with you and lets you browse, stream, and game with virtually no lag or buffering. Ultra-fast, ultra-reliable Kinetic Fiber Internet. Internet better.
Bottom of the fourth inning here from Ross Memorial Park. Jefferson does get on the board. They trail 4-1 to Greensburg Central Catholic. And they will be leading off with their number 8 hitter, Dan Brady. Here's number 18. He grounded out the short his first at bat back in the second inning. John Woodward, unofficially, with 54 pitches through those first three innings. First pitch is swung on and missed. It's strike one. Oh-1 pitch from Woodward. Swung on and missed for strike two. We talked about the 9 strikeouts for Tyler Samid. Woodward so far has three of them on the afternoon. Looking for his fourth here at the 0-2 pitch. And he gets it. Swing and a miss for the strikeout. That'll bring up the number 9 hitter, Will Bateson. He was one of the other victims of a strikeout. That also back in the second inning. Woodward's first pitch to Bateson is high for a ball, and it's 1-0. Woodward's 1-0 pitch in for a strike, and the count is even up at 1-1. That one in the dirt, and it's 2-1. Say in the dirt. This is a artificial surface here at Ross Memorial Park. So I guess you'd say in the field turf and the rubber particles. 2-1 on the number 9 hitter, Will Bateson. Here's Woodward's pitch. Stays high and outside for a ball. It's 3-1. after Bates in top of the order with Sopko will be next. 3-1 pitch. That one is... What we got? Is, we get official ball? Yeah, okay. Didn't see the official ball four call, but it is ball four, so he is down at first with a walk and one out to bring up Nolan Sopko. He walked in the third inning and was out at third on a fielder's choice. Bateson takes the lead off of first. Woodward pitches, and it's fouled off to the right side, and the count is 0-1 on Nolan Sopko. He struck out and walked, 0-1 in the afternoon. The 0-1 pitch, batter is going, and the pitch is a ball, and the pit throw down is going to be in time. Great throw by Adams to get the runner. And caught stealing is Bateson for out number two. The one thing that has been consistent here with Woodward, he has four walks in the afternoon, one in each of the first four innings. This time, though, it gets erased with the caught stealing. 1-1 pitch now. He's going to be outside for a ball. And it's 2-1 on Nolan Sopko, who now bats with two outs and nobody on. Here in the bottom of the fourth inning. 2-1 pitch. Swung on and missed, and the count is even up at 2-2. Woodward's 2-2 pitch. Called strike three, and the side is retired. We head to the fifth inning. It is Greensburg Central Catholic 4, Jefferson Morgan 1 on Greensports.net, presented by First Federal Savings Loan of Green County, video on NFHS.
At Shaft Drillers International, we're a world leader in construction. We deliver industry-leading blind bore shaft, abandoned well and new hole drilling, geotechnical, carbon capture, solution mining, and water resource development solutions grounded in integrity, safety, and community. We don't just deliver construction solutions. We volunteer and invest in our community. Visit shaftdrillers.com to learn more and to discover rewarding career opportunities.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreen.org.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
We are in the top of the fifth inning. Jefferson Morgan coming to bat. They trail 4-1 to Greensburg Central Catholic. I'm Rusty Pettit alongside Ethan Spozarski. He's also running camera for us today, and our producer, Eric Bennett. Double duty today. We got Carmichael's Eaton Christian coming up after the completion of this game. Both those quarterfinal matchups in the Class 1A Whippeal Championships. Back here tomorrow, WJPA will have Avonworth and Charleroi. That game is a 4 o'clock tilt in 3A baseball. Beautiful afternoon, mid to high 80s here in Washington, PA. Jefferson got their one run in the last inning. And now look to try to cut into this lead by Centurions a little bit more. They're going to start things off with their Number 8 hitter, Tyler McVay. He struck out in the second inning. First pitch here from Samid is high for a ball. It's 1-0. Samid, impressive today, racking up the strikeouts. He's got 10 of them so far in the afternoon. There's a strike, and the count is even up at 1-1. Yeah, 10 strikes, that's just not a lot of balls put in play here. He does have a couple walks. Swung on and missed for strike two, and he's out ahead of McVay, 1-2. Just the two hits and the two walks so far for Jefferson. 1-2 pitch misses outside, and it's even up at 2-2. The 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball for strike three. 11 strikeouts now for Samid. And that'll bring up the number 9 hitter, Austin Grandel. He struck out in the third inning. After him, top of the order with Robinson. Swinging around a bunt and foul, tipping it into the mitt is Grandel for strike one. The 0-1 pitch catches the outside corner for strike two. And called strike three. We got another one. That's 11. He's been getting that outside part of the plate all afternoon. Gets it there for strike three on Grandel. And now he'll face Jameson Robinson, 0-1 with a walk in the third inning. There's a ground ball to the right side. That's Roberts with it. It drops the ball, and he's going to have to hurry, and he's safe. So it's an error on the second baseman, Mario Roberts, and the Rockets will have a runner on first with two outs. And that will bring up Deacon DeHoot, the left fielder. He struck out twice swinging. Samid will now pitch from the stretch with the runner on first. Pitches outside for a ball, and it's 1-0 on DeHoot. Swing and a miss for strike one, and the count is even up at 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. That one's low for a ball, and it's two balls and one strike on Deacon DeHoot. Jefferson Morgan trailing 4-1 in the fifth. They are trying to cut into this lead. Pitch catches the outside corner, and it's even up at 2-2. So runner on first, two outs, two balls, two strikes. Tyler Samid ready from the stretch. He throws over to first, and they get him. Awkward slide over there by Robinson. It's like he dove maybe too soon, and he gets tagged out for the third out of the inning. You can see there he just kind of stumbled almost back to the base with that slide. But nonetheless, the Rockets will still trail 4-1 as we head to the bottom of the fifth inning here at Ross Memorial Park on Green Sports Net, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Green County, video on NFHS.
When Governors Wolf and Shapiro tried to impose a carbon tax that would have sent your electric bills through the roof and gutted our energy jobs, I fought back and we won. I'm Senator Cameron Bartolotta. I'm proud to stand with our natural gas and coal industries and the hardworking men and women who keep our lights on. I'll keep fighting against Green New Deal schemes that threaten our jobs and our way of life. On May 19th, I'm asking for your vote so I can keep standing up for you. Paid for by Cameron for Senate.
Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. Royal Ivy Rentals has recently purchased both Four Seasons event rentals and tent makers, and they're currently taking reservations for this fall and for 2022 events. Royal Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes and can supply banquet tables, round tables, fill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a wedding, a birthday party, or just any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805.
Leading off the bottom of the fifth inning, it's going to be Stephen Cochise. He is 1-for-2 in the afternoon, had a single and scored back in the third inning. He was on base when Samid hit the three-run homer. Swings and misses the first pitch. It's 0-1. Yeah, the Rockets getting caught off of first base there in the last inning. They trail 4-1 here to Greensburg Central Catholic. Can't have those base-running blunders out there when you're trying to come back into the game. It's fouled off to the right side. It's 0-2 on Cochise. Woodward only giving up the four hits so far through the first four innings, but two of those home runs. A solo shot in the first, three-run homer in the third. That's the difference here, is they lead the Rockets 4-1. Woodward now ready with the 0-2 pitch. That one misses way outside, and it's 1-2. One-two pitch from Woodward. Misses outside again, and it's even up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Again, the winner of this game will move on to face the winner of Sarah Catholic and Aquinas Academy. That'll be Wednesday. Those will be the semifinals, and then the championship game the following Tuesday, just to our left at EQT Park. Pitch misses high and outside, and it's full now on, counts full on Stephen Cochise. Unofficially up to 72 pitches now for Woodward. Left-handed pitcher now ready with a 3-2 pitch, and he did not. I was going to say, there's no way he helped the swing there. That's a swinging strikeout on Cochise for out number one. And that will bring up Anthony Grippo. He is 1-for-2 with a solo shot in the first. He grounded into a fielder's choice his last at-bat. Six strikeouts now for Woodward on the afternoon. Woodward's pitch is low for a ball, and it's 1-0. There's a fly ball to left field. De Hoot drifting over, and he's going to make the catch. That's the second out of the inning. And that will bring up Tyler Samid. He is 1-for-1. He walked in the first inning, then the big three-run homer in the third. Having one heck of a day on the mound as well, with 11 strikeouts thus far through five innings. Come up with nobody on and two outs here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Pitch is outside for a ball. It's 1-0. Oh. 1-0 pitch is grounded left side softly, and it's going to roll foul. It'll be one ball and one strike on Tyler Samid. Ethan, you'd mentioned how much spring is underneath this artificial turf. That one there definitely helping cause that foul ball is the high hops and plenty of time for that ball and the spin to affect it and make it roll foul. Samid, after the long run down to first, takes a couple extra breaths before he stands in the right side of the batter's box. Nobody on, two outs, bottom of the fifth inning. It's a 1-1 count here on Tyler Samid. Woodward now from the windup ready with the pitch. Catches the outside corner with a breaking ball, and it's 1-2. Woodward shakes off a sign, shakes off another one, now ready with his 1-2 pitch. Pitch low and in the dirt, and the count is even up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. On Tyler Samid. The 2-2 pitch. Catch the outside corner for a called strike three. We're going to head to the sixth. It's Greensburg Central Catholic 4, Jefferson Morgan 1 on greensports.net, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, video on NFHS.
The Greene County Messenger is the county's number one news source. Since 1990, the award-winning news publication has provided the most comprehensive coverage of local news and sports, as well as unique feature stories and in-depth information about the people, places, and events throughout the community. Remember, the Messenger hits newsstands every Friday and also makes a wonderful gift for friends and relatives. Different, affordable subscription packages are available. Call 724-852-2251 for details. The Greene County Messenger, providing news, information, and services to enable our community to prosper.
What would our community look like without First Federal of Greene County? The fundraising event without a sponsor, the sports team with no name on the back of the jersey. Fortunately, we don't have to wonder. At First Federal of Greene County, we're proud to be your community partner. We make a choice every day to support you, your passions, your needs. Next time you have the option of how to bank, where to get your mortgage loan, who to work with, we hope you keep your local bank in mind. By supporting us, you're supporting the places you live, work, and play. You're supporting your neighbors and friends, because together, we can make our community stronger. Together, we can give back. Together, we can help those in need. Together, we can.
Get some changes here as we start the top of the sixth inning. Try to get them to you. Defensive changes for Greensburg Central Catholic. And Loudon now in left field. Brady moves from there over to right field. I think he said Mason was the guy who's going to now be in center. Sopko came into second base. Try to see who was center field, because I don't have a Mason. I don't know if we can get who went to center. That's the only one I don't know.
Number 10, Deacon
Dahu. Deacon Dahu will lead things off again. He was up to bat when the runner got caught off of first base. A swing and a miss for strike one. Samid now with the 11 strikeouts already on the day. Dahu has fallen victim to him twice. Pitch misses for a ball, and it's 1-1. Oh, okay. Seeing if we had that change. We'll get it when the batters roll around, I guess. We'll see the numbers easier then. Swing and a miss for strike two, and it's 1-2 on Deacon DeHoot. The 1-2 pitch misses high and outside, and the count is even up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. The 2-2 pitch. That one is called strike three, round number one. 12 strikeouts for Samid. That'll bring up Braden Ellsworth. He has also struck out twice. Pitch misses outside for a ball. It's 1-0. Called strike, and it's even up at 1-1. Jefferson Morgan trying to prolong their season here. Top four placements qualify for PIAA, so you'd have to make the semifinals in order to do so. There's a swing and a miss for strike two. It's 1-2 on Ellsworth. The 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball for called strike three. That is 13 on the afternoon for Tyler Samid. And that'll bring up Jonathan Woodward. He's 1-for-1. He's been on base twice. He walked in the second and had a leadoff double in the fourth. His courtesy runner would be the run that comes around to score later in that inning. He watches that one go high for a ball. It's 1-0. Pitch inside, and it's 2-0 on John Woodward. Pitch foul back to the screen, and it's 2-1. One pitch. Breaking ball in for a strike, and the count is even up at 2-2. Swung on and missed for strike three, and the side is retired. The third time today that Samid has struck out the side. We're going to head to the bottom of the sixth. Greensboro Central Catholic leads Jefferson 4-1 on greensports.net, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan Green County, video on NFHS.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, mccrackenpharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
Bottom of the sixth inning, Greensburg Central Catholic batting with a 4-1 lead here. They're leading off with Carson Kramer. He is 1-for-2 in the afternoon, had a single back in the third inning. Watch the pitch go outside for a ball. It's 1-0. Pitch grounded to third base and past the third baseman. It's right past Grandel. It'll be fielded by DeHoot. But an error will put Carson Kramer on first to lead off the sixth. E5. Alec Martin. Now up to bat. Pitch is high for a ball. 1-0. So Jackson Loudon is standing in the on-deck circle, which means he did come in to replace Mario Roberts. He went to left field. He is number 23. There's a strike. So he will be batting next. 1-1 the count. Runner on first. Nobody out. Pitches outside for a ball. It's 2-1. Two-one pitch. Catches the outside corner, and it is 2-2. Alec Martin is 0-for-2 in the day. Struck out in the second, flied out to shallow center to the shortstop in the third inning. Breaking ball stays inside, and the count goes full, 3-2. And we have timeout as Woodward's going to tie his shoe out of the mound. Three-two pitch called, strike three. That is seven strikeouts in the afternoon for Woodward. Gets the first out of the inning with a runner on first. This will bring Loudon up for his first at-bat. Came in to play left field. Going to bat in place of Roberts. We have timeout. And we'll have a discussion at the mound. Unofficially, we've got Woodward up to 88 pitches. So runner on first base, one out. Loudon the batter.
Number 23, Jackson Loden.
Kramer takes his lead off of first. Woodward's pitch low for ball one. Swung on a miss for a strike, and the count is even up at one ball and one strike on Jackson Loudon. Woodward steps off the rubber, fakes the throw over to first. Now back ready with the 1-1 pitch. Inside for a ball, and it's 2-1. Two-one pitch. Misses inside, and it's 3-1 on Loudon. Called strike on the inside corner, and the count is 3-2. Full count on Jackson Loudon, runner on first, one out. Woodward ready with the pitch. Swung on and missed strike three. Eighth strikeout for Woodward. And that'll bring up Dan Brady. Or actually, no, that is number five. So let's go to the roster here. Cameron Thompson, number five. He will bat in place of Brady. Woodward, first pitch is swung on and missed for strike one. Oh, 1 pitch from Woodward. Misses low, and the count is even up at 1-1. The 1-1 pitch is all the way behind the batter, and that'll move the runner up to second base. And that'll make the count 2-1. So Kramer gets the second on the wild pitch. He'll stand there with two outs. Ball is flied into center field. Robinson drifting over, and he's got it for out number three. We head to the seventh inning. Jefferson down to their last three outs on the season. They trail 4-1 to Greensburg Central Catholic on greensports.net, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, video on NFHS.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve. You have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
What is Kinetic Fiber Internet? It's internet at the speed of light that helps you do everything better. It's a dedicated connection to your home that keeps everyone connected at the same time. It's cutting-edge technology that grows with you and lets you browse, stream, and game with virtually no lag or buffering. Ultra-fast, ultra-reliable Kinetic Fiber Internet. Internet better.
At Shaft Drillers International, we're a world leader in construction. We deliver industry-leading blind bore shaft, abandoned well and new hole drilling, geotechnical, carbon capture, solution mining, and water resource development solutions grounded in integrity, safety, and community. We don't just deliver construction solutions. We volunteer and invest in our community. Visit shaftdrillers.com to learn more and to discover rewarding career opportunities.
So Jefferson down to their last three outs. They trail 4-1 here as we move to the top of the seventh inning. And leading off the inning for them is going to be number three, Drew Adams. He is 1-for-2 with an RBI. Had a single back in the second and grounded out the short and knocked the only run in for Jefferson as he swings and misses at the first pitch. I think I heard them saying that Samid's up to 97 pitches before the inning, so he has to come out. Was it as 100? Is that? Okay. There is a pop-up on the right side of the infield. First baseman Martin comes over, has it for out number one. Oh, 105 is the amount. Okay, so they can go to 105 pitches. So that actually a bad helped him out quite a bit. He might get the complete game if he can induce a quick out here. Joe Bear would like to have it go otherwise as he steps in. He is 0-for-1. He struck out back in the fourth but had a sacrifice bunt in the second. Gem of a game pitched by Tyler Samid. So here's the 0-1 pitch. That one fouled off to the right side and out of play. And it's 0-2. Bear chokes up on the bat here and awaits the 0-2 pitch. Ooh, pitch just misses him on the inside, and it's 1-2. The 1-2 pitch, swung on and missed strike three. Thirteen strikeouts on the afternoon for Tyler Samid. And he will have a chance for the complete game here with Evan Kania coming up. He has struck out twice, swinging in the second, looking in the fourth. And he swings and misses at the first pitch. It's 0-1. Jefferson Morgan season down to its last out here and as they trail 4-1 on the seventh. Pitch is high and outside, and it's 1-1. So even with the 105-pitch limit, which that now is, he's allowed to start this last batter. Swing and miss for strike two. If Kania were somehow to get on base, it would have to change pitchers. But right now, he's out ahead 1-2 and looking for the final strike. Here's the pitch. And he gets it. Swing and a miss, strike three. And that is strikeout 14 to end the game and give Greensburg Central Catholic the win 4-1 over Jefferson Morgan. We'll be back here to wrap things up on Greensports.net, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, video on NFHS.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events
hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
The cost of living is crushing Pennsylvania families. Property taxes are too high, electric bills keep climbing, and it's hard to make ends meet and plan for the future. I'm Senator Cameron Bartolotta. I'm working hard to lower taxes so you keep more of what you earn. I'm working to make Pennsylvania more business-friendly to attract investment and grow our economy. I'm committed to lowering your energy costs by protecting reliable, affordable power. On May 19th, I'm asking for your vote so I can keep fighting for a more affordable Pennsylvania. Paid for by Cameron for Senate.
All right, so we will look for that. We'll try to keep you updated if we get any new word here in the post-game wrap-up, but 6:30 will be our next start. There's your final score and the line score there. Greensburg Central Catholic winning 4-1 over Jefferson Morgan. They got the two big hits, Ethan. They had the solo home run by Grippo in the first, and then the big three-run homer that is the difference of the game by their pitcher, Tyler Samid. And that was the difference. Jefferson hung in there. Woodward gave him a chance by keeping it just to those four runs, but the Centurions move on to the semifinals. They were just a little too much for the Rockets this afternoon.
Yeah, I mean, the pitching with Samid out on the mound, that was the big difference. Offensively, only six total hits. There wasn't, besides the two home runs given up, otherwise those runs would have stayed in. Just the two that were home runs that were given up out of the park there, and Samid shut everything down. 13 strikeouts. I mean, a spectacular performance from your number one guy who's now going to get to a couple days off and see where they'll put him and how he'll play out. And obviously, we've seen Greensburg Central able to move a couple guys around defensively, and they still shut out Jefferson Morgan in the latter half of those innings.
So they will move on to face the winner of Sarah Catholic and Aquinas Academy. That'll be on Wednesday, site and time to be determined. But it's now time to give you our McCracken Pharmacy Player of the Game.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, McCrackenPharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
And now our McCracken Pharmacy Player of the Game, of course, always goes to a Greene County athlete. And today, this afternoon, that is going to go to John Woodward of Jefferson Morgan. John, we mentioned, pitched a solid game, kept the Rockets in. We talked about Samid with the 14 Ks in the afternoon. John had eight of them, and this is a potent lineup that the Centurions brought here this afternoon. And he had eight strikes out of his own. You'd mentioned, Ethan, he only gave up, really, the damage was done on those two home runs. Otherwise, he kept that potent offense at bay. Not only that, at the plate, he reached base a couple times. He walked, but then he also had that leadoff double that ended up, his courtesy runner was the one run that came around to score. So congratulations to John Woodward, our McCracken Pharmacy Player of the Game.
Yeah, he had one of the two hits, eight strikeouts. Unfortunately, just a complimentary baseball wasn't there. Your offense didn't really back him up, and when he needed it most, you hold Central Catholic to just the four runs. Again, just the two blunders is really the key defining moments of the game, so well-deserved for John Woodward on an excellent performance to end out their season today.
So the Rockets see their baseball season come to an end, and congratulations to John Curtis and the Rockets, though, on a fine season, finishing in the top three in the section and making the quarterfinals here of the playoffs. But that'll be it, and congratulations to those seniors. A lot of seniors on this team that look to go on, and we wish them the best of luck in their futures as well, both academically and otherwise. But, yeah, that'll do it for us here tonight. Once again, a big thank you to our crew. Ethan Spazarsky, thank you so much for jumping on the call, as well as running camera, and our big man behind the board, Eric Bennett, running the show. I'm Rusty Pettit. Want to thank you so much for tuning in. We will have the Carmichael's game. It is scheduled for 6:30, so it'll be a different broadcast. You'll find the link on greensports.net. Of course, you'll also find it on NFHS. That is the scheduled first pitch for 6:30, and we'll have the action as they take on Eden Christian in their quarterfinal matchup. I want to thank you for tuning in to Greensports.net, as always, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. People you know, people you can trust. Brought to you by CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. By McCracken Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy. Iron Synergy, creating tomorrow's energy today. Waynesburg University, grow with us at Waynesburg University. Cornerstone Care, creating healthier tomorrows today. Kinetic, Internet, better. By Shaft Drillers International, combined strength, unparalleled resources. Visit Green. Greene County has something for everyone. Visit green.org. Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. By Valley View Farm, a premier wedding and event venue, valleyviewfarm.com. By Cameron Bartolotta for Pennsylvania Senate. Find out more at cameraforsenate.com. By Royal Ivy Rentals. When planning your next event, call on Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. And the Greene County Messenger, the county's number one news source since 1990. Final score from Ross Memorial Park. Greensburg Central Catholic defeats Jefferson Morgan 4-1. They will move on to the semifinals. That'll be played on Wednesday. For Ethan Spazarsky and Eric Bennett, I'm Rusty Pettit saying thank you for tuning in to Greensports.net. And we'll see you down the road.